Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This weekend is White Linen Night in the Warehouse District, and Leslie Claire Spillman is the president of the Arts District of New Orleans. She joins us on the show. Leslie Claire, welcome to WWL.
Hi, Scoot. Thank you so much for having me.
Sure. Look, we know people are going to sweat a little bit, and white linen, that's about as cool a cloth as you can wear, right?
It is, you know, and just to let folks know, it's next weekend, August the 2nd, next Saturday, which is the first Saturday in August. Yeah. This event always takes place on the first Saturday in August. And yes, we invite you to come up with your best white looks and white fit for the event, which everybody really has a good time with. But of course, you can be a rebel too and just come as you are.
All right. So wait, so White Linen Night is this Saturday?
It's next Saturday.
I'm sorry. I got that
okay.
Confused. Because usually we talk to the person like right before it's happening. So it's not this week, but it's next week.
Sure. Next weekend. Yep. Well, now people have plenty of time to prepare.
Okay. So I thought it was this weekend. All right. So people have time to get their white linen. And again, you're not going to find any cooler cooler cloth to wear than white linen. But look, this is a great time to celebrate the arts, and the art museums or the art galleries are all not museums, but the art galleries are all opened up in the Warehouse District and along Julia. And you know, it's one of those events that it's a great place to be seen, and it's a great place to see people.
Indeed, indeed. And actually, Scoot, you know, we do actually have a couple of museums. And this year, you know, folks who come to White Linen Night can see 25 incredible exhibits that really kind of run the gamut of sort of artists and processes and, you know, levels in their practice and very established artists, emerging talent. And, you know, of those 25 exhibitions, which you can find listed at artsdistrictneworleans.com, it includes our 16-member galleries. It includes our institutional partners, the Ogden Museum and the Contemporary Art Center. And then it includes a bunch of other spots in our beautiful neighborhood, primarily hotels. So it's really like it's pretty incredible, the variety of art offerings. And I'm glad that you mentioned this because, you know, your intro about the Tarpon Rodeo was actually pretty fitting for our event, because people will know definitely that it's a party, but we certainly want people to remember why we're all gathering. Yeah. And it's the art.
Yeah, and you know, New Orleans has always had great artists, and some of them go on to become, you know, very, very, you know, popular artists, and their work mm-hmm. is highlighted elsewhere. So there's drinks and beverages and food available as well. And, you mm-hmm. know, inevitably you can tell that somebody had a little too much white wine, because sometimes mm-hmm. something will spill, like food will spill on their white linen. It's that person's having fun.
Yeah. Well, yes, you know, unfortunately, there will be many opportunities at this festival to stain your garment. We do have eight fundraising bars for our organization. We are a nonprofit organization, and we are raising money, you know, to be able to produce the programming like First Saturdays, you know, for our, you know, our wonderful city that people enjoy, free programming that people enjoy. And I'll remind people that this is a completely free festival, and I would argue it's the last free festival in New Orleans that is really for locals. You know, it was envisioned at a time, you know, thought up by the people who founded my organization, really insightfully and thoughtfully. 31 years ago, they founded this, conceived of this event as a way to bring people downtown in the dead of summer when, you know, frankly, we have very little tourist activity and people are just not really getting out and about. So we're so proud of the legacy of this event, the economic boost that it provides, not just the galleries and museums, but all of the businesses in the immediate area and downtown who benefit from this surge of people. White Linen Night got 37,000 people to Julia Street last year in our little block party. And if you expand that just a little bit to the greater downtown, it was closer to 60,000. So it is really the place to be on the first Saturday in August in New Orleans. And we're just really grateful for the opportunity to get folks down here and help us raise money for a really good cause.
I would also say, Leslie Clare, that that you know you've had too much to drink if the impressionist art really comes into focus for you.
Yes.
If you could figure out exactly what it is, you've had too much to drink.
Listen, you know, we tend to accompany things with alcohol here in New Orleans, right? And it can enhance one's experience. But we're also really happy that, you know, we have listened to feedback about this event, and so we have a host of non-alcoholic offerings for folks too.
That's good. That's good.
You know, as you mentioned, opportunities to stay in your white linen. We have a really great partnership this year that's brand new that I'm really excited about, and that's Fat Tuesday. People know that brand in New Orleans for their amazing daiquiris and other frozen beverages. And we will have the Fat Tuesday trailer out on White Linen Night. On the 300 block, we will be serving alcoholic and non-alcoholic offerings. So we're really excited about that. And then, you know, like I said, we have 8 fundraising bars. We have amazing major support by the Sazerac companies, highlighting Corazon tequila and Wheatley vodka. And we're so grateful for that partnership, in addition to, of course, you know, our main title sponsor, Fidelity Bank, with which none of this would be possible. And then, you know, along with the drink, you know, New Orleans, we must be eating as well, you know. So
right.
We'll have some really great vendors that people know and love, like my personal favorite, Southern's. I will argue with anybody. It's one of the finest fried chicken sandwiches that you can find in New Orleans.
Mm.
And they're long-term partners of the Arts District and often vend at our events going back many years. So we're really happy to have them, you know, in addition to the Grill Master, which is a smoked soul barbecue. We have Nola Cookie Company, Moon Garden. We have the Swine L. Ritchie Charity Barbecue Team, which is always a hoot. They have an Airstream. It's a really fun activation. And then Wolf's Burger Truck. And we'll also have Big O's Original Pops, which are these amazing artisan popsicles. And they'll be sort of floating through the festival, so you'll have to catch them to grab one of those.
And just be really careful with that red wine, because it'll stain that white lid. So, Leslie Clare, what time should people arrive?
People should get here at 5 o'clock. The DJ starts on the main stage at the 300 block right at 5 o'clock, and the party goes all the way until 10 o'clock. You know, a good bit of the gallery is closed by about 9. You might remain open, but the party definitely goes on Julia Street all night through 10 o'clock. We have the main stage on the 300 block. We have a party bus stage a little further down the street on the 500 block. We have DJ Nig at the 600 block stage, which is the other bookend, opposite end of the festival. And then we're really excited this year to have a new stage in our Crescent Canna Cool Down Lounge, which is with our partners at the Common House. If your listeners don't know about Common House yet, they certainly should. They're on the 400 block of Julia. They are a private club and hotel, but with this partnership this evening, on the 2nd, you will be able, your ticket purchase will basically give you an evening pass into Common House, so you can experience that. And then you also can go into our activation, which is going to be really fun. We have DJ Fosho. We have Rhonda Corley doing live fashion drawing, which is always a really cool activation. We have a sustainable glitter bar experience from our friends at Sparkle Station, so we can get you good and sparkly and cooled off before you return to the street. And of course, we'll have another fundraising bar in there, and you can enjoy some of that delicious Common House food for purchase and really experience Common House.
All right, White Linen Night next Saturday night. It starts at 5. I would go early because, from my own experience, the drink lines are longer later and people are sweatier. So I would go, I would show up early. I would just show up early. Leslie,
for sure, you want to be there because we'll have some other things happening throughout the night, like a second line and things, right. So you don't want to miss that.
All right, Leslie Clare Spillman, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much. Have a good
sure.
one.
And have a great White Linen Night.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.